This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're very happy to have Lisa Fitzcoy, the communications manager with the Brevard Cultural Alliance. Lisa, let's start out by telling folks a little bit about the Brevard Cultural Alliance and what you do in our community.
The Brevard Cultural Alliance, of course, BCA for short, we're the professional organization. We represent the arts and cultural sector right here in Brevard County. And we are a nonprofit organization. We were founded over 40 years ago. And we provide leadership and support for the arts to benefit both residents of Brevard as well as visitors to the county. And we're working to promote the Space Coast as a cultural destination and to strengthen the community through embracing art and culture. And so we do that in a variety of ways through our Art in Public Places program, through arts and education initiatives, and providing support to local artists and cultural organizations.
And so how do you fund this?
BCA receives funding from a variety of sources, but one challenge that we're facing is that last year, the Florida state budget for the arts was cut significantly. And that's affecting many arts organizations, and it's affecting them in different ways. Where BCA really has a challenge is in the sense that we're the local arts agency, so we don't have a box office where, you know, we sell tickets to events and things like that. That presents a challenge for us. And specifically, what's most at risk, there are many youth, at-risk youth in our community that are positively impacted by our arts and education programs that will potentially lose out if we don't take action. Over the past few years, Brevard Cultural Alliance has served over 8,000 students at more than 30 schools. And we've done programs at the local juvenile justice facilities because, unfortunately, oftentimes youth who are court-ordered into these facilities have very limited opportunities to experience the arts and the benefits that they bring. I wanted to share just a couple of stories with you from teachers who were involved in the program with us, who have shared the impact that these arts and education programs have had. One teacher from Pinewood Elementary, we did an African drumming and dance program with them there. And she stated that our students loved learning about African culture and music, and they adored the instructors. Our school is a Title I and has over 60% free and reduced lunch population. Many of our students lack transportation and the means to go to theaters or to experience the arts in our community. And we will be forever grateful to the Brevard Cultural Alliance for providing this opportunity to our students. There's even more evidence to support the idea that the arts are critical to education. According to the Department of Education, when there are high levels of arts participation, students outperform arts poor students on virtually every measure. So that translates to higher achievement and higher attendance in class. And so this is what's at stake if, you know, we don't take the time to get informed about where our candidates stand on the arts and we don't go and vote.
Tell us a little bit about your plan and what you're doing.
So it's voting season, and we engaged with our local candidates who are running for Brevard County Commission races as well as the Florida Legislature, and we asked them to tell us where they stand on the arts. And so we've made this information available to the public so that they can be informed. People who value the arts, that's important to them, we want to make sure that they know where their candidates stand and that they go out and vote.
If that's something that's a priority and you think it should be a priority in our community because it does make a huge impact, then it would be good to be an informed voter. How can they get this information?
And I should be clear that Brevard Cultural Alliance don't endorse any specific candidates. We've made the information available on our website. That's www.artsbrevard.org. We encourage voters to go online to our website, you know, read the responses, and you can also share it on social media as well.
Can make an informed decision when you go to the voting booth.
Absolutely.
Lisa, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.